I'm Lindsay Berkson, and I'm here to tell you that research, as I've been writing in many of my books and is coming out in the peer-reviewed literature, shows that ovaries protect the brain. And that's because women who have surgical menopause before the age of 50 are now being linked to having earlier cognitive decline, because it appears as though having a surgical menopause through a hysterectomy causes an abrupt loss of exposure. And this abrupt loss of exposure triggers changes in the brain that over time start to lead to cognitive decline. Your brain no longer keeps the same sharpness that it once had. In fact, even in the, describing the studies, they're kind of taking a look. Does that mean that hormone replacement therapy should be coming to the rescue? I think that if for some reason, for a health reason, you have to have a bilateral oophorectomy and have both of your ovaries removed, you have to really speak with your doctor about hormone replacement right after that happens. It protects your heart, it protects your brain. Your brain protects your heart, your ovaries protect your brain. Everything is really connected. So there's a link between surgical menopause, not natural menopause, and thinking, focus, attention, memory. And women on longer hormone replacement, especially even after they had an earlier hysterectomy, had slower declines. So this is preliminary data, but it really goes to show that estrogen protects the brain and that abrupt loss of estrogen really is can potentially have a very adverse effect on the brain. And I have seen some women, even if they have one ovary removed, the other one might not continue to operate as optimally. And even though their estrogen levels might look normal in the blood, they suddenly start to put on weight, develop brain fog, and have a lot of symptoms. And as I've been trained frequently by my mentors, treat the patient, not just the laboratory. So I always look to see if symptoms really start occurring right after a hysterectomy. Even if the ovaries were spared, really consider that this woman isn't getting the amount of estrogen that her body is used to, that her body needs. So the association between earlier age at surgical menopause and cognitive decline are real, but they're not seen in women who undergo natural menopause. Although every day in practice with my medical team, one of the common things we see with women who go on hormone replacement who've gone through menopause is that they feel they got their zip back, their sex back, their waist back, and their brain back. It's back. I like things that are back because we're talking about feeling youthful, turning the Mack truck of time back, and we like that. So abrupt cessation of hormones is a traumatic event, physiologically speaking, and its end target organ appears to be the brain. And the brain is the top of the pyramid of all of our health. So if you know anyone that is about to have a hysterectomy and they're below the age of 50, make sure they have an in-depth, individualized discussion with their physician about hormone replacement. And we're not just talking about estrogen, because hormones are a family that function and dysfunction together, so it's a good idea to get a really good picture of your entire hormone family. This has been BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.